Welcome to Orlando Means Business. This season, we're hearing from industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and innovators who are shaping the Orlando region's thriving business landscape. I'm your host, Amanda Lubin. In this episode, we'll learn how the Orlando Utilities Commission, the reliable one, also known as OUC, is making strides towards a future where renewable energy sources will take center stage. Recently, OUC celebrated its 100th year of service in Central Florida. And as the company looks ahead to the next 100 years, OUC is preparing to meet the needs of today's and tomorrow's customers. From charting a path to clean energy to prioritizing renewable alternatives and achieving net zero carbon dioxide emissions by the year 2050, OUC is shaping the future of energy sustainability for generations to come. To learn more, I'm joined by Clint Bullock, Chief Executive Officer for OUC. Thanks for joining us, Clint.
Thank you so much, Amanda. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Clint, let's just jump right in. How is OUC working to shape the future of energy sustainability for its customers and the community?
Well, I can tell you, sustainable energy is top of mind for our community as well as for our customers. And it's really important for the future as we leave behind for the next generation. Just a little bit about OUC. We serve about 250,000 commercial and residential customers here in Central Florida. Many folks don't even know that OUC is committed to sustainability for the past 100 years. And in fact, our sustainability commitment is always balanced. It's an important piece. We talk about balance between reliability, resiliency, and affordability. I'm proud to say in the year 2020, we made a commitment. We leaned in and we said we're going to be net zero by the year 2050. But we didn't stop there with a 2050 goal. We said we're going to have interim goals and we're going to set a goal to reduce our CO2 emissions by 50% by the year 2030, 75% by the year 2040, and achieve that ultimate goal by the year 2050. Now, those are big commitments, and these are not easy, especially for an industry that plans 20, 30, 40 years into the future, assets that last 20, 30 years. And so it's really important as we go through that plan. A big part of that for OUC and really the entire Florida is solar. Solar is really the only economically viable, renewable energy source for the state of Florida. And so it's really important as OUC thinks about the commitment we already have made to solar. And I'm excited to announce that by December, we'll have two new solar farms that are being constructed in Osceola County that'll come online. 300,000 panels. It's going to be massive. But that project with the solar that we already have will serve approximately 50,000 Florida homes. I'm also excited about the research that we're doing at our Gardenia Innovation Lab. And it's an important piece as we think how we're going to move forward related to meeting the needs of energy storage, as an example, or alternative forms of solar, such as rooftop solar, and yes, floating solar. I'm excited to say that we've done two floating solar projects in our service territory, one at our research lab. The other one we recently did in partnership with Orlando International Airport. You might see it. It's the big O. It's lit up. So when you fly out, you'll see that. But what I'm excited about is hopefully later this summer, we're going to have a 2-megawatt array in partnership with the Florida Department of Transportation on one of their retention ponds right here in Orlando. It'll be the largest in the Southeast and one of the top largest in the entire U.S. That's creativity. That's looking at innovative ways of how we use solar. And I'm really excited about where we can go. Because, you know, here we're in Central Florida, we do have a lot of lakes and ponds. So how can we leverage that as we think about sustainability in the future? And there's so many great opportunities.
Clint, we're going to touch on those partnerships a little later on in the conversation, but you hit on something that I really want to focus on next, which is solar. We know that solar is going to be such a key player in the future, but it also has its limitations. So can you tell me how integral is storage to OUC's clean energy goals?
You're right. That's a great question. As I said, it's the only viable renewable energy resource in the state of Florida. But it has its challenges, you know, clearly. And so while we certainly are known as the Sunshine State, I would say it's actually more like the partly cloudy state. And let me share some statistics with you. Orlando has roughly 277 cloudy days per year. This means solar energy generation can only fully operate about 5 to 8 hours a day, depending on time of the year and weather conditions. So how do we work around that? So battery technology is a critical part of that overall advancing solar for us. And so we use that type of energy storage, and we've done some projects at our grid integration lab at our Gardenia Center to really understand battery technology, the length that the batteries can back up and store. And so there's different types of energy storage that we use, or short duration, long duration, lithium ion and others. We recently received a grant, a $5 million grant, to continue to study energy storage, and that's actually happening at our facility. Which we're very excited about that. We also are in the process of completing an actual energy storage project at one of our substations down in St. Cloud, which is going to come online and really help us understand how do we integrate the solar into the system while making sure we have the energy storage, because we all know at the end of the day, customers like their lights on 24/7, of course. So this is a continuous challenge. And some other things that we're also doing is we have worked with UCF as a partnership, and we have weather stations throughout our service territory, and we're tracking the cloud coverage. This is important for OUC as we utilize these large-scale solar farms, but as clouds come in and the energy is reduced off of the solar, we have to make sure we have sound generating facilities that can come behind it and back it up. Some of that's going to be energy storage, but the rest of it will be some of our traditional fossil fuel at the moment as we continue to advance where energy storage is going. And of course, conservation is a critical part. You know, we talk a lot about conservation, energy efficiency. A kilowatt not used is a kilowatt not produced or generated. So our programs, our rebates, our free home energy audits is a significant part of our programs, as we're always looking for customers, quite honestly, to use less of our product. A bit unusual, I would say, in most industries, but conservation is a real important part of our offerings to our customers as we think about energy efficiency moving forward.
So Clint, you've touched on a lot of projects and a lot of initiatives. From a business perspective, how is OUC contributing to the region's economic development?
So as companies are relocating here or wanting to expand here, we're ready and eager to work with all of those customers. A significant part of that is our partnership with OEP as we educate business leaders on utility assets and their prospective properties, and then develop custom solutions to meet their needs. One of the things I value about OEP is, as a Central Florida region, you have corporate leaders talking about the vision and the direction and working to get alignment. Certainly, we all individually as companies have different products and services to offer, but having clear alignment and direction, I think, is extremely important. And I think that's why our community is headed in the right direction. And certainly part of that is by OEP leading those types of initiatives. Some other examples of services that we continue to look at are things like microgrids. Microgrids is really a mini version of what we call the large scale power grid. And we do that in a variety of forms with solar, with energy storage, with EV. And we're doing one of those specific projects right now with Four Roots right here in our region. We work with John Rivers, the founder and CEO of Four Roots and Four Rivers Restaurant Group. We are implementing and offering a microgrid at that facility because sustainability is extremely important to Four Roots and is certainly a part of one of the OUC pillars. And so we feel like we have a great partnership to help them achieve those types of goals. Similarly, over the last few years, many of our customers, particularly large commercial customers, has asked OUC, how do we partner on environmental and social and government type programs or goals they may have? That's exactly the kind of programs OUC can offer, whether we're doing the solar or partnering with community solar or just assisting them to meet some of their sustainability goals. And we're really proud of that and excited to offer those types of programs.
So from our perspective as economic developers, when we're meeting with these companies who are interested in possibly moving or relocating here, time is money. So how does OUC really think forward and be able to help these companies, you know, potentially move here or relocate here?
So one of the things we have on our website, we have an active tool that will assist customers as they look within our service territory. And one of the things we try to do is be intentional about the information on parts of our system that have infrastructure already available for them. Because we know time is money. Certain parts of the area, we may have to buy different infrastructure or build infrastructure, and that can take some time. But we've intentionally looked at our system. We try to understand where there's quick opportunities, infrastructure is in place, especially if you have a fast mover that wants to relocate inside the service territory.
What other projects or initiatives is OUC doing to contribute to Central Florida's economic engine?
Well, the more resilient our grid is, the more we continue to power Central Florida's economy. We welcome more companies to our region and support the growth of businesses that are expanding locally. I'm really excited about a project that we implemented last year, specifically on electric vehicle charging station. And over in the Robinson area, we opened our Recharge Mobility Hub. I think this is exciting because it's an opportunity to advance where electric vehicles are going. We see it as an opportunity to address barriers because we want to provide more public charging station. That's one of many examples that I think makes OUC different than a standard electric and water utility. We're not just sitting back trying to sell electrons. We want to advance the service, and providing those charging stations we think is critical to advancing this market. We offer 21 high-speed EV charging stations at this one specific charging station. It's one of the largest in the state, and we're super excited about that. And we're not just stopping there. We have another one already planned in partnership with Orange County Convention Center that should be opening later this year, and we have a variety of other charging stations that's planned in the future. We also realize the importance of energy storage in backing those facilities up. So we are at our innovation lab. We're testing a charging that's integrated with a lithium-ion battery. And so it's really the opportunity to perhaps take advantage of renewables when the sun is out to back that battery up, or in the evening times, or perhaps when hurricanes may come and maybe there's not power, the ability to use those charging stations and still have an element of backup power. We recognize that's an important element in our state of Florida. The fact is, we certainly have weather in the summer, and OUC is no stranger to preparing for hurricanes. But those folks that have electric vehicles, getting out of the state of Florida is an important element. And I think this is an important advancement in that technology that we're certainly leaning in on. Also at our lab, we're testing what's called V2G, vehicle to grid. And it's really an opportunity for customers to leverage their electric vehicle and perhaps in the form of energy storage and use it to maybe power their home and or to send it back to the grid. That's another sort of new innovation that's being evaluated. And we certainly think it has an opportunity to expand within the market and really use that product of an electric vehicle, not just for the transportation, but as a form of energy storage for their consumers at home. So we're excited about that testing that we're doing, and we really feel like there's an opportunity as we move forward.
So you're saying I can use my electric vehicle to power my AC?
You could. There's different types of technology that we're already testing with specific chargers that allow it to basically move in both directions. So we're excited about this opportunity because we really think that consumers will really value that type of service.
I hope you're enjoying Orlando Means Business. I should mention, if you're thinking of Orlando for your business, if you're expanding, or looking for a top metro to locate, go to investorlando.org. We've got industry-specific information for you, as well as data on our educated and experienced workforce, real estate options and incentives, plus more, to help you get started. You can find us at investorlando.org or click the link in our show notes. You've touched on so many impressive and just cool projects and initiatives, but you need the talent and the workforce to back it up. So how does the Orlando region's talent pool fuel OUC's workforce and innovation?
That's a great question, and I certainly think about that frequently. As we think about Central Florida, I think we are positioned so well in a variety of different areas. And as we think about our more skilled or degreed type position, being a UCF alum, I'm certainly partial to our local partnership with UCF, but knowing that Valencia is there and Seminole State, I think it's extremely valuable for our region to really have that talent pool right here. And it really doesn't stop at OUC with just having that talent pool. We want to work with these students as internships. I'm a strong believer of internships. Actually, I started my role at OUC 34 years ago as an intern. And so I recognize the value of being able to bring these young folks into the organization and really understand how organizations work. We're actually about to start our summer internship program here in the next few weeks. We're about to greet about 50, 60 students to OUC. Some of them are UCF and Valencia, and of course other universities in the state and outside the state of Florida. But it's so impactful to be able to connect with those youth and allow them to understand. And quite honestly, a little bit of a trade secret here, we're recruiting. We hope that these internships find something exciting about OUC and want to come and have a full-time position at OUC. So it's an exciting opportunity. That's not the only place we work on. We recognize that at OUC, We have over 60% of our employees that are craft and skilled. And I'm actually second generation OUC, and my father was a lineman. So it's important that we have that opportunity for those folks that want to go into craft and go in a great profession. And quite honestly, those folks are heroes in my eyes. When it comes to mutual aid and it comes to storm restoration, everyone loves to see those line techs and those big trucks coming in to restore power. And those folks are no doubt heroes. So we work with folks like Valencia that have apprenticeship programs to really help give them some of those beginning trades and skills. So when they come and get hired on at OUC, they're really off and running. And we also have other programs that we work with, pre-apprenticeship programs in our region, to really just help people perhaps on just general construction skills to help them get going. We have a STEM program that we also work with as we work with the youth, as we get the youth ready, and it's called our Youth Energy Academy. And it's more targeted towards our middle schoolers. And so we have a variety of different programs that we recognize we have to be positioned to have the talent of the future, and we want to go out there and help position that and help people understand that OUC is a cool company and the utility industry is really cool and exciting, especially if you want to have a piece of addressing sustainability and where we're going. I think that excites young people a lot, and I think we have a great opportunity to attract some young people. And so we're excited about those programs.
It's really great that you have all these different touch points across the whole education system. To really, you're talking about not only the workforce of tomorrow, but we're also thinking those people are going to be creating the programs, the initiatives for the customers of tomorrow too. So it's really important to get in as many ways as possible with the future talent.
There's no doubt. And, critical thinking is an important element of our curriculum. And I call it a curriculum. And when you're an intern at OUC, you don't just come in and perhaps do some, data entry or some filing. We're intentional to make sure that they have a connection with the community and have some opportunity to do some volunteering in the community. We're also intentional at the end of the program, they have to come and put together a project and they have to present it in front of some executives at OUC. I love going to those because I see all these great, new, exciting ideas, but it really challenges them to be critical thinkers and to really think about how to solve some of these challenges that we have as an industry. And for that, I think it's a great curriculum. It's a great opportunity for these summer students. I wish I could go through the program.
Any of those projects or ideas come to fruition, or did OUC build upon any of those?
We have. We've had the opportunity to incorporate those in a variety of our different areas. I love that we have, our interns or throughout the organization, and they see these different opportunities, or they go off and do some additional research for us, which is extremely valuable. And then we take those different projects and we put them in place. So again, they're providing a great service to us, and I hope they're getting a lot of value to help them move forward.
So Clint, in economic development, it's a team sport. I imagine it's the same for you guys at OUC. So can you tell us about the strategic partnerships forged by OUC and how important those are when it comes to spearheading transformative clean energy initiatives?
I tell you, partnerships, that is specifically in our vision statement. We want to be the partner of choice. And some may say, well, it's a monopoly. Oh no, there are a lot of partnership opportunities that we are focused on and we value tremendously. We do that from a standpoint of, I value my opportunity of meeting every year with our top 10 customers and the CEOs to really understand their challenges and their opportunities, to really listen and to understand where we can fit in and provide those solutions. That's exactly how things like chill water and outdoor lighting really got started over 25 years ago. And so partnership means a lot to OUC from the top down. I stress it frequently and I value that. And so some of the examples that we talk a lot about is our partnership with UCF, especially at our research lab. We spend a lot of time looking at innovative new technologies at our Gardenia Innovation Lab, and part of that research is in partnership with UCF, and it's a tremendous partnership. Some of our different products and services have been in partnership with Universal Epic. We recently executed a deal from a chill water standpoint, as well as the airport, the Orlando International Airport on Terminal C. We've partnered with them for chill water and backup generation. These are products and services that they can perform on their own. And it's not necessarily a core electric and water service that you receive, based on your geographic location, but these are choice products that customers have the chance to choose, and they're choosing OUC. And they're choosing OUC because we have 100 years of established business working with them on our core services. They understand our customer reputation, our reliability reputation, and we're local, and we're a known entity, and that means a lot. I think there's a variety of other opportunities as we think about the hospitals. We work with the cities and the counties with EV programs. We value partnerships. We value working with OEP in those partnerships. Our goal is to advance the region, and I think that's really important, and we have a small piece in that.
We learned about so many cool projects and initiatives that OUC is undertaking right now. You just mentioned 100 years of service, but you're thinking ahead. You're thinking to the next 100 years. So what are some really cool opportunities or projects that you're really excited about?
Well, I'm really excited about just the overall transformation that's going on in our industry. And it is transformation or a disruption, however you might want to categorize it. But for me and the team, we're leaning in on it. This is an opportunity. We don't want to say it's not going to do this and not going to do that. We're not trying to avoid it. We're trying to lean in and really expand on those partnerships, expand on those services beyond our core electric and water. Again, that's how we got here. That's how we were established over 100 years ago. We're going to continue to be focused on our core of electric and water, but we want to expand on a variety of resiliency and reliability and sustainability for our customers. So we are looking at expanding solar. We are looking at energy storage. We are looking at electric vehicle charging stations. We want to partner with our customers. We want to address sustainability. We are right on track of achieving our goal by the year 2030, that first challenge of reducing our CO2 emissions by 50%. That is great. But I can tell you there is a lot of work to achieve that, as well as achieving that goal by the year 2040 and ultimately 2050. So the innovation that's required in our industry is significant. Something we talk a lot about at OUC, the pace that we've come in the rearview mirror is nothing like the pace moving forward. We also talk about the biggest risk is not changing. That doesn't mean change just to change, but it means you need to be open to change. We need to be open to listening to our customers and their expectations because it's changing. Technology is changing. Solutions and opportunities continue to change in our space. We want to be focused on being innovative. We want to be that pillar in this community to rely on just good, reliable electric and water services from OUC. It's what they expect from us. And I have to say, it's really important to be involved in our community. And that's a really important element. We have three strategic pillars. It's employees, customer, and community. We know how important it is to be involved in this community. This community supports us. And it's important that we return that and support the community. And a variety of initiatives that we're doing, not just our core services, but community events, volunteering. That's an important piece for OUC. And so I'm so excited about the future and the challenges that are here, but you have to just lean in and accept it. And I think it's going to be an exciting time.
Very exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing what's to come for OUC. Well, thank you so much, Clint, for joining us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity to spend some time and just talking a little bit about OUC and the excitement of the future for all of us in Central Florida.
Well, thank you for listening to Orlando Means Business, a production of the Orlando Economic Partnership and the University of Central Florida. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. The Orlando Economic Partnership is an economic and community development organization that works to advance broad-based prosperity and create a more prosperous community for all. If you're interested in Orlando for your business and to learn more about what makes Orlando unbelievably real, contact us at investorlando.org.